Welcome to the Sockdolager Wellness Podcast. This is a place where we discuss health and how to be a healthier human, whether that's physically, mentally, spiritually, or more. So if you want to be a healthier individual, buckle up and hang on, you're in for a ride. Okay, you guys, today we're going to talk about a book that I just recently finished called Caffeine with Michael Pollan. It's full of facts and things that I found interesting from listening to this audiobook. I hope you find it interesting. And if you do, I highly encourage you to check out the book. But without further ado, let's jump into my review of it. Okay, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Sockdolager Wellness Podcast. I hope this finds you doing well. Today's going to be a little shorter, but I just finished reading an amazing book called Caffeine by Michael Pollan, and it's a fairly short book. I listened to the audio version. I don't know if there's actual a paperback version or not. I listen to most of my books via audio now, so I just listened to it, and I think it's like 2 change hours, and it's a very interesting history of caffeine and how it is this advantageous mechanism that has enabled mainly coffee and tea plants to survive over the course of the human condition. And I wanted to kind of go over some of the things that I learned from it and hopefully, you know, encourage you guys to check it out as well. And the first thing that I learned, I was surprised that they did studies on these flowers with bees, I should say, and they had nectar that didn't contain caffeine and nectar that didn't contain caffeine, and the bees were far more likely to go to the caffeinated flowers. And so in that way, caffeine encourages, you know, pollination and further proliferation of its species, the coffee bean and the tea leaf. So, you know, in what they found, obviously, when we do that on humans, we make it into soda. You know, soda wouldn't be nearly as wildly popular if it wasn't for caffeine, that little kick adds a little extra. Same with coffee, same with tea, right? Next, it was probably the most interesting thing that I found was that prior to coffee and tea really coming around, people drank mainly alcohol. And that was because alcohol at least had beer or wine or something like that had alcohol in it, and it killed the germs. The groups of people that adopted tea and coffee, you started to see these groups of people become forerunners in leading the world and leading populations. And part of it was because they were a healthier subset of people. And when tea and coffee came around, it required people to boil water. And that by boiling water, you then killed the germs and you got less sickness as a result of that. Also, you saw the caffeine increase productivity and what they call spotlight focus, so that ideas were developed more and you saw a greater creation of the society because people were more attentive. They were more fired up. They were on caffeine. So I found that very, very interesting. Another interesting fact that I found was that in England, which is predominantly known for, oh, tea time and all that sort of stuff, coffee was actually far more popular than tea initially. And it wasn't until the British Raj, they had much more access to tea than coffee, and coffee became more and more expensive. They had easy access to tea, and so tea exploded, and tea use is now very, very prevalent in England as a result of that. Still has caffeine. But interestingly enough, the coffee use, you'd have these different coffee houses. They popped up just like you might see in today's society. But each coffee house kind of had a different niche of people. And like some of them might be, you know, the people setting sail for the new continent. And some people might be insurance brokers. And actually, interestingly enough, one of the original coffee houses was named, I believe, Lloyd's. And now that was where insurance people gathered. And what eventually turned out into was that there's Lloyd's of London and they insure things, and that coffee house kind of mutated into this insurance brokerage. So I found that very, very interesting. And the author does in this book kind of wean himself off caffeine and kind of discusses the pros and cons of the use of caffeine. And obviously, it has some very significant short-term focus. You're going to be more productive. You're going to have more energy, but at what cost? And really, caffeine doesn't give you more energy. It just prevents you from getting sleepy. And the chemical in the brain that creates sleep just continues to build up and build up, but it can't bind because caffeine's there. Once the caffeine wears off, you have more of a buildup, leading you to be extra tired, which is the crash after caffeine. And so he discusses kind of the pros and cons of that and basically goes on to say that we're, basically a world addicted to caffeine. And it's one of the most advantageous plants out there. As a result, we basically guarantee its survival because of our addiction to caffeine. So if you're interested in that, I highly recommend this audiobook. I'll include the link to the show notes, but it's called Caffeine by Michael Pollan. And if you get a chance, rate, review this podcast. Give me some feedback on this book if you listen to it. Tell me what you think, and also on the podcast. So I hope this finds you well. And until next time, take it easy. Thanks for your time. And remember, follow us on Instagram at SockDollagerWellness and hit that subscribe button. And if you have time, would you mind leaving us a rating and review that helps us get found? As you may know, if you're an avid podcast listener, that just helps us get out there even more. So until next time, stay healthy out there.